Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Capitol,
giving them all dressed
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together
for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Steve
Harvey,
when?
Oh,
listen. Steve Harvey,
why don't
you join
me? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Whoa,
Steve Harvey,
you know
y'all. You
better give me some
eggs while I
listen to
Steve
Harvey.
Yeah, why don't
you join me?
Come on,
Steve.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Oh, man, got a radio show. Man, got a radio show and a whole lot more, too, man. God is good to me. I have no other explanation. I have no other explanation of my existence and where I stand in this thing called life, except if it was not for the goodness of God Almighty, if it was not for His grace and His mercy, there's no way I could exist the way that I do. I would not be who I am or where I am. I am who I am and where I am simply because God is who He is. If it was not for God, I would have no testimony for you because I would have failed every single test. Plain, pure, and simple. I can sit here today and tell you flat out that it is purely because of God's grace and mercy that I exist today, because of His favor. See, now, he shows us favor in life because of a combination of things I've discovered. And this is not the whole answer to life. I can assure you it's not. But this is a combination that I've grown to understand better and better. And I wish I had gotten it earlier in my life. But here it is. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, then God has the greatest opportunities to show you favor. That's the best way I can explain success to you from my standpoint. It is the combination of faith and work that produces the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, a lot of times we want God to bless us, but we ain't doing nothing for Him to bless. So now we sideways in the equation a little bit. But see, if you had the faith in God that God can do anything but fail, that God will get you through, that God will see you through, that the God you serve is the greatest giver of all good things. If you kept that faith intact through it all and you produced an incredible work ethic, that allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, without that, what you want God to do? See, you can have faith and be sitting at the house watching TV. There's nothing being produced, no opportunities for God to show you favor. And you got to do some things, man, that you are uncomfortable doing or don't feel like doing or something that don't have the right payoff right in front of your face with the faith that it'll pay off later on. See, too many people are working for the right now reward. And the right now reward is not how it works. Sometimes the reward is coming later on up the road. But the only way you can know that is if you got to apply the faith. And see, the reason you don't know that it's coming like that, or you have to have faith to believe that it's coming, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. You know, you standing at the crosswalk with a walk sign on it and the sign flashing on the corner, don't walk. Then the signs say, walk. What do you think your chances of making it across that street is? Well, pretty good. Because guess what? The signs say walk. You can see the other side. There's other people in the crosswalk walking. So guess what? You strike out blindly. It don't take a lot of faith to get across that street. That's not what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about the faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. The faith that what I'm doing today, I believe in my heart of heart, that God wouldn't bring me this far to leave me, that God is a true and living God, that He keeps His promises, that later on, these things that I'm working towards right now gonna pay off later on. See, too many people want the reward right now. See, that's not the exhibition of faith. If it's the right thing to do, if it's a good thing to do, if it's a just thing to do, see, if it's sin in it, it ain't God. You can just clear it on up right there. You can stop all the wondering if that's his voice talking to you, if it's the right thing to do. If it's sin in it, it's not God talking to you. Kill it. You can shut it down. You ain't got to wonder about it. Go down there and seek revenge. That ain't God. Go tell him off when you see him. That ain't God. Anything that's got sin in it is not God's voice telling you to do it. So you can kill that conversation today. That's how you know. But if you align yourself up, man, and what you're doing is just and right and correct and pleasing in the sight of God, it'll pay off for you later on. And see, here's the best way I can tell it to you. Here's another way. When you're going somewhere, when you're on the road to going somewhere, and you know the somewhere that you're trying to get to, let's say you've set a goal or a vision for yourself, you know where you want to get to, you got a good idea, and you're on your way to going there. Listen to me. When it gets hard, and it is going to get hard, when it gets difficult, and it is going to get difficult, when it becomes challenging, and it is going to become challenging, when it becomes all three of those things, when it don't look like it's going to happen, don't stop and complain so much. But see, I know he done blessed me, but in the middle of it, man, I felt a little heavy. And you got to be careful when it get hard for you, because you'll find yourself complaining. And when you complain, and see, what you can't do is you can't complain so much that you forget that the place that you're trying to go to, you actually on your way there still. See, don't get caught up in the complaining and then lose sight of your blessing that's actually happening to you. What? Really, man? Of all the times to register a complaint to God, to sit up and go, hey, man, I wanted to ease back into this thing. Ease back in. Man, you in. It's a tornado whirling around you. You ain't got time to ease back in. You got to go on and jump back in it. It is what it is. To whom much is given, much is required. Always appreciate the blessings. Don't get so caught up in the complaints that you lose sight of the blessings, man. God got a lot for you in your life, man. But you got to have them two things, y'all. You got to take that faith, and you got to apply a crazy work ethic to it. And that creates the most opportunities for God to show you favor. And when God starts showing you favor, man, all them seeds you planted, all of that wheat you've been sowing, all of that hard work you've been put in, God will pay it off. And he'll pay it off in ways that you don't even see coming. Okay? Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, people all around the world, gather yourselves. It's here, a new day. Ha ha, look at God. Boy, just keep showing up, don't he? I'm glad he take me with him. I'm here, man, with all my imperfections. I still love him. And more important than that, he still loves me. Man, that would include you too. Do you understand that the things you are going through in your life is just God getting you to where you asked him to take you? You've got to get that in your head. Wow. That's a diamond in the rough right there. Please accept it. And that didn't come from me. You got to give credit and glory, boy. You better talk about it. Come on, Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Colin Farrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, government name, Kill Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. You know, God. Junior, you getting more, your questions is getting deeper and deeper and deeper. You don't have a good look on your face this morning. What is it?
I got to talk to y'all, man. I don't even know.
No, not no y'all. This ain't no,
I'm just saying.
Don't drag the rest of the kids into it.
No, you come in here and
tell me what you did. Don't come in here with what all the other kids did.
No, okay. Well, all this calling and checking in, is all this necessary? All this calling and checking in.
Oh.
I picked my car key up. Where you going? What you mean?
Oh, you thought. Oh, you didn't know that part was coming.
I thought you guys counseled him before he got married. What?
6 months, Shirley. 6 months.
What happened?
So you think you can walk out your house and not tell your wife where you going?
I've been doing it.
Really?
Hello, but
yes,
as a single
yes
man.
Have. Go ahead.
What? So, I mean, she called all the time. Where you at? I'm in the other room. Where can I go?
You got to get a bigger house.
Yeah.
Other room, that's just too damn close.
Yeah. But how do they have you have to check in all the time? Do you check in?
Are you about to cry?
No, I'm just asking, do you check in?
I'm concerned. Do I check in?
Yeah,
he say he concerned.
Boy, I ain't ever checked out, so I don't even know what you're talking about. Do I check
I'm
in?
Tell you.
I ain't checked out.
I know
I'm registered. I'm permanently registered. They got to check back in. This ain't a hotel room, fool. You married now. Ain't no you leave and then you got to come back and get your license, go back out of your car and sign in again. Dog, do I have to check in? I ain't check out. Dog, let me just hold on. Let me put this in perspective for you. You don't quit asking, do I have to check in? You are imprisoned.
Lights out.
You are imprisoned in a permanent life-altering situation.
Yeah.
Ask an inmate, do I have to go in my cell? If you don't get your ass in there, man.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Sorry about that, Junior, but that's just how it is now. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, it's Run That Prank Back with the Nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Nephew, it is time to Run That Prank Back. What you got for us today?
Well, I noticed that Junior didn't sign up for WCS, but I'm opening up the floodgates in case he wants to get in. WCS, this is Wife Correction Services.
Amen.
Oh, Wife man. Correction Services. Yeah. Come on over. Come on, Junior. Come on in the room. Uh-huh. Wife Correction Services. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I am trying to reach George, please.
Who is this?
My name is Marcus with WCS. Call and see if we can actually try to lend you our services. We understand that you're having a few problems and want to see if maybe WCS can bring a better life to you and you can have an exciting life better than the one you have now.
Who is WCS?
We are with Wife Correctional Services, sir. WCS, what it is we take your wives for a couple weeks and we reprogram them so that it's
suitable. My wife.
Of course, you have to sign a waiver contract, but we take your wife and we reprogram them so that they will act in a fashion of what you want them to act.
Whatever.
See, sir, what it is that we've gotten some reports that you've been having some problems with your particular wife. And
man, I ain't never heard of y'all, man. Where are you located at?
We're here in St. Louis, sir.
Okay.
And don't worry, we're totally confidential. This is not anything that's going to get out, and your names are never submitted. First of all, here's something we can do. I can ask you questions because we've been notified that this is probably a service that you would probably want. Now, has your wife ever snapped on you in public?
And snapped on me? I mean, my wife ain't crazy. She don't just snap on me. She might you know, trying to check me or say something, you know what I'm saying? She ain't just going to snap on me in public.
So your wife, your wife has tried to check you, is what you're saying?
I mean, not check me per se. I mean, she might not like something I'm doing and might say something about it, but she don't just snap on me.
So basically your wife is not in her place where she needs to be.
Hold on. I mean, what you mean in her place? I mean, she might say something. You know, I mean, I might be doing something or, you know, might be with my boys and might get out of control a little bit. She might just say something at the time, but she don't just try to all out check nobody. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this one. Yeah. Have you ever just had some plans with your guys, was going to go out and had to change your plans because your wife?
If like I'm just talking about hanging out and I ain't let her know or something, she might, you know, be like, well, baby, I already had plans. You know, can you stay home with the boys or something? Mm-hmm. But, nothing on the regular. You know, mm-hmm. I usually do what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seems like denial. Okay, here's another one, sir.
Denial.
Well, no, listen, hear me out. Now, let me ask you this. Has your wife, let's say back when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, did you ever miss a playoff game on television because your wife wanted to watch something else?
Nah, man, we got two TVs in my house, man. I wish I don't even get down. I mean, I might have to watch the little TV.
Okay.
But, I mean, I usually watch it on the big screen in the basement.
Yeah, but you've been pushed to watching the smaller television.
No, I wasn't pushed to do nothing, man. What I'm trying to tell you is, I mean, we compromise. We do 50-50 in my house. I mean, she might get the big TV to watch her stories or something, and I just have to go watch the little TV. The little TV do go out every once in a while.
See, there we go.
I'm cool with that, though. I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that.
You know what I'm saying?
You're actually the one that's programmed, and
ain't nothing wrong with my wife. Ain't nothing wrong with in my family. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, the reason why I'm asking you these particular questions is because someone has actually let me know the problems that are at hand in your household. Let me ask you. I got one question for you. Yeah. Here's what I want to ask you. Has your wife ever cussed you out at a family cookout?
Hey, man, hold on, man. You know what, dog? You getting a little personal, man. Is this even legal, man?
I'm here.
Well, I ain't never heard of this company, man. I've never heard of you,
this,
dog.
This is something new. It's definitely...
Well, I'm saying something new. I mean, what? Don't make me be your guinea pig. Don't start out calling me trying to get, you know, referrals or clientele or whatever it is you're trying to do, man. Don't call me with this nonsense, partner.
And I completely understand it. WCS, sir, is here to benefit you. It's here to
benefit... ain't no benefit to me, man, getting all up in my personal business, wondering what's going on in my household.
Okay, well... Last thing I want to ask you, and this is the last question I have for you. Like I said,
make this the last one, straight up.
Okay. Do you buy your own clothes, or does she buy the clothes?
Hey, man, you know what, man? This man, you, whatever company this is, dog, don't call my house no more. And whoever put you up to this, whoever gave you my number, talking about my wife, checked me, got me under control, got me on lock, man, you tell him too. Dog, don't call me no more with this.
Are you in denial?
I'm in denial, dog. Don't call my house no more. I'm gonna tell you what, George Foreman or whatever.
It's Marcus, or whoever
you are, George Foreman, Marcus. Hey, dog. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna find out where y'all located, dog. I'm coming down there and I'm gonna bust your because you in my personal business.
So you're ready. You're ready to retaliate on me,
ready
but not.
But
you don't want to retaliate on the problems you have with your wife.
Retaliation, man. What I'm saying, you call in my house, I'm minding my own business. You worrying about who watching what TV in my house and my wife checking me in public. All I do, man, hey, dog, look, I'm telling you.
Mr. Don't you want to watch the big television?
Man, big TV, man. I'm comfortable with the TV I got. You know what I'm saying? It's in my room. I can lay across the bed, watch whatever I want to, whenever I want to. My
don't you
want
to be able to go out with the boys when you want to?
I go out with my partners, dog. Matter of fact, you need to get partners. You call asking these old dumb questions.
What you want to do to me, your wife has already done to you.
Well, I see you got your damn number blocked. What's your phone number, man? Give me something. Tell me where to find you, man.
Why are you in denial?
Denial, dog. I'm going to tell you what's in... What's...
You need to get your wife checked in to Wife Correctional Services so that you can live a better life.
Whoever you are, man, y'all need to get a life, man.
Can I...
Get a life, man. Stop calling me, dog, for real.
I understand it. Can I say one more thing to you, sir?
Man, you can't say else to me, man, straight up.
Listen to me, sir.
Yeah, what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Justin.
You know what, man? Oh, no. Hey. Okay, y'all got me, man.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know it's you, my boy Steve Harvey, doing it in the morning on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, partner.
All right, that's crazy. Coming up next, it is Ask the Chief Love Officer Greatness. Steve Harvey, the CLO, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, businessman Byron Allen is bidding on another NFL team. The polyamorous baby daddy Nick Cannon is expecting, it's getting into the double digits again. He's expecting baby number 11. And his ex-wife Mariah Carey, is hoping to find a great actress to star as Mariah in her new TV series. She doesn't sound bothered about all of this at all.
He's one of Nick's kids.
Yeah. Right now, it is time to ask the crazy CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Right now, here we go. All right, Steve. Kelsey in Lake Charles writes, I'm a yoga instructor, and there's a guy in my class with a hygiene problem, and I don't know how to tell him. He's a very hairy guy, especially under his arms, and his hair peeks out of the shorts, the short shorts he wears to class. I'm sure if he shaved, it would decrease his overall sweating and body odor. How do I bring this up to him?
Well, first of all, let me explain something to you. You can shave all you want. That ain't got a damn thing to do with body odor.
He could get some hair from crawling out from everywhere, though. He got hair crawling in.
Yeah.
You need to put him out to yoga class. It's what you need
really?
To do. Yeah, he can't do yoga no more.
She can't just talk to him about his hygiene? No.
Ban him from yoga.
Ban?
Yeah, you could do that. It's your studio. So, you know, like, get a restraining order.
Me so too he's movement. In order.
He said he's something to you and made you feel uncomfortable in your workspace. Bam. That's the world we live in to now. His membership is canceled.
His life could be canceled.
But wait, that's too much, Steve. Yeah.
Shouldn't he cover his yoga mat in some dry sheets or something? Shouldn't he do that?
And maybe he wears short shorts, she said, to class, too. What about
see, we're not doing this no more.
What?
No, we're not doing it. You got to get him banned from yoga class. You can't walk up to this man. This ain't your man.
So she can't say anything to him, even though it's her class. She's a yoga instructor.
He said something to you that was offensive.
I don't agree with that.
He did. I don't care what you agree with. You try to get him out to class.
Not that way.
It should have been you and Downward Dog and all your hair hanging out your crotch. Man, get up out of here.
Downward Dog.
Next question, Sharon.
All right, we're moving on to Zoe in Arlington. Zoe says, I'm dating a man that has too much stamina. I'm 32, he's 35. When I'm done, I'm done. But he wants to see me go 2, 3, or 4 more times. I don't have it in me. And it gets boring after a while. Is it normal to have sex 30 to 45 minutes most nights?
Boy, remember those good old days when you could go rounds? Remember that? You could go rounds.
20s.
God.
One great opportunity now.
What, Steve? What'd you say, CLO?
One great opportunity now.
What's that?
Ain't no way I'll be back in 15 minutes. No. See you tomorrow.
You're snoring. You're snoring
see
at
you
this time.
Tomorrow. Sorry about that. See you tomorrow. Hell no. That was four
rounds.
No.
Well, how old is she? She said
she's 32. He's 35.
Oh, yeah.
He's still in there. He's still
that's
in there.
That's very normal.
She says when 40. She's done, though, and she just doesn't. It gets boring after a while.
Well, that's not. See, you ain't finna have no man. Okay. All right. Next question.
At 32. Okay.
You ain't finna have no man. You're gonna have to get your stamina up. All this one and done. You ain't no basketball player coming out of high school. You didn't go to Duke. That's a college program. That's a name for basketball players that go to college for 1 year. One and done. That ain't what you are. You in a relationship. This ain't no one and done.
She says it's boring to her after a while. All right. Moving.
Loop-de-loop.
Moving on to Trish in Kansas City. Trish says, I'm renting a home from my supervisor and her husband. Her husband popped up at my house and I thought he was being nosy, but he was flirting with me. If I satisfy him, he just might lower my rent. You thought it was going to go someplace else, didn't you? So did I. Should I present this offer to him?
Hey, holidays coming up, man.
Shut up, Tommy.
You need that extra Christmas money. That is a true statement.
Yeah. Holidays coming up.
You're going to need that extra Christmas money.
I don't believe any of your answers today. I don't.
Get in there and get it fixed.
Well, you know, the CLO didn't feel like being that today.
I see. I see.
Just because it's segment time don't mean I'm ready.
I see.
You know what I mean? It's just one of them days today.
Yeah. You're different today, baby. You're different.
Well, you know what it is? The filter's off. I can put the filter on. You want a filtered answer?
Are
you kidding me? How dare you shame yourself like that for money?
You're not
rent.
Even convincing with the answer.
Go with your initial answer. Christmas is coming up. The holidays are coming up.
Yes. Well, Christmas here's the problem, though.
What?
She's attracted to the guy.
She left
that
apparently.
Out.
Yeah.
She's attracted by the power. He owns stuff.
Uh-huh.
He came over here, and I think he was flirting, and you wanted him to.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying, I think I could get this rent lowered. You know what's happening. Mm. But now he got to get back to the house with his rent money from somewhere.
Well,
and if you want, now the only way to do that and not draw suspicion is you got to send the rent check in, and he got to bring you the rebate.
Cover your tracks.
Yeah. See, if you stop paying this rent, hell gonna break loose.
Alert.
It's you have got to pay the rent, and he bring back the rent rebate.
What if something happens and she gets mad and tells the wife?
Yeah. Hey, Kay, can we do one more question, then I'll answer that before we go?
No, we just have one more to go. This is the last one. Michaela in Burbank says, I need your opinion because my husband is being careless. He has had COVID 4 times. Yes, 4. He won't stop going to concerts and clubs without his mask on. I make him sleep in the other room whenever he's been out all weekend, and he says it's ruining our marriage. Am I wrong for how I treat him?
Well, I mean, you're supposed to quarantine when you get COVID. How that's ruining the marriage. Your ass gonna get one of them bad strains, and you're gonna ruin more than your marriage. Man, it's still out there. I know it's not as critical anymore because people aren't dying at the same rate, but they're still having COVID deaths. I think you're handling it the right way, and he's talking about it's ruining his marriage, but bro, don't be stupid. You can't catch COVID and bring it in and give it to the whole family.
Wear your mask.
And are you sure he's coming in with positive results 4 times? Or does he need some time away from you?
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right.
Come on here.
All right. This segment is over.
You ain't want that answer either, Sherry.
No, that
sucks.
Entertainment news.
Everybody had COVID 4 times now. Somebody trying to get some me time.
Entertainment news is coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, media mogul and businessman Byron Allen is back in the news. A group of investors has reportedly been formed by Byron Allen to explore acquiring the NFL's Washington Commanders football team. Allen would be the NFL's first black owner, and this would be his second bid in the NFL this year after previously bidding on the Denver Broncos. He lost that bid to Walmart billionaire Robert Walton. All right. Keep trying, Byron. Don't give up.
That's big.
It really is. It really, really is.
I don't know what he's doing, but I'm proud of him.
Yeah, he's a lot
go
of money.
Ahead, doggy.
Mm-hmm. And this next story, Steve, is just unbelievable. Okay, Nick Cannon is expecting his 11th child. This is nearly a year after losing his infant son, Zen. Nick Cannon and Alyssa Scott are expecting their second child together. Nick and Alyssa shared pictures of their maternity shoot on Instagram. And Alyssa wrote, "This is a miracle and a blessing." For the shoot, Alyssa and Nick posed nearly nude in a bathtub. Nick kissed Alyssa's bump as she sat with nothing but a towel wrapped around her hair. Man. So I guess congratulations again.
Nick still somewhere, Nick.
Whoa.
They love him, though.
He don't put some damn clothes on.
These
get out that tub and sit your ass down somewhere.
They love him, though. Wow. Everybody wants Nick's baby. They all want.
I don't know how far y'all think child support go.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all think child support works. But y'all starting to get it spread a little bit thin, ladies.
Really?
Just throwing out some numbers at you.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me explain something to you that I learned a long time ago.
What is that?
When you have all outgo and no income.
Yeah, you've said that before. Yeah.
You have a problem.
Nick got a job.
He's got a couple of jobs. Yeah.
Nick ain't got that many jobs.
For all them babies.
What?
He's got 11 babies. Yeah.
Y'all ain't keeping up now.
He's got the Masked Singer. He's got Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All them babies, huh, Steve?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. All of you, both of you have children.
Yeah.
This show
I have
is
one
split.
Daughter.
I have children. Tommy has children. Y'all have children.
Yes.
Numbers they cause.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Them kids have kids. You know how much they cause?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much attention it take for a child in that live with you?
It's a lot of money.
Holidays.
Nick want to talk to his kids. He going to have to send out a Zoom link like we do every morning. And he going to have to get a bigger computer because I don't think you going to be able to get all them
get
kids on
babies.
That screen.
He need that expansion screen.
Yeah, he need that. He going to have to put his stuff up on the wall. Or he going to have to get a projector and start using his wall.
I wonder if he has a number in mind. Like, you know, okay, I'm going to have like so many kids and then that's it, you know? Then I'm stopping.
Shirley, I had a number in mind.
What was your number?
What was it?
Two.
Well, you did that out the gate with the twins.
That was my number. I wasn't ready for them. That was my number. I told you this before. I didn't plan on now one of my kids. Every time I got the news, I was surprised.
Surprise. Wow. Oh, yeah, I wonder
you're
if
you're a
wonderful
father
number,
and a wonderful and grandfather.
They love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if
all right, well,
whatever.
spoken like the truest Steve Harvey man, that I'm we just know.
Listen to me, for whatever. Hard as I done worked, as much as I done for mine, your unappreciative ass, I tell you what, whatever.
I don't think they're unappreciative, Steve. We know your kids.
Well, let me find out if you is, though.
Hey, let it go.
Woo-wee! The cutoff game is real, baby. You be at the wheel looking around. Did anybody hear my wait a minute.
Your babies love you. You me? Good.
Did he say me?
All right, well, Nick Cannon's ex-wife, Mariah, couldn't be more unbothered as she works on her brand new TV series. It's called The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Mariah is developing a TV show inspired by her best-selling memoir of the same name. She's announced that she's in search of the perfect lead to portray her on screen. Mariah stated that she's more concerned about the actress's theatrical range than her singing ability. Mariah told USA Today, "It's about casting a great actress with a somewhat similar look and just making sure the acting is there because we have the music. They can sing along to it." So I got to ask you, which actress do you think would be good in a role as Mariah Carey? Who do you think?
Ooh, I don't know.
Let's
see.
I have someone. Zendaya.
As Mariah?
Maybe? Oh, Zendaya.
Yeah, as Mariah. Zendaya, that's who I would think, yeah.
Zendaya.
She plays in Euphoria. And you don't know what that is either, do you?
You think I've seen that.
And we got to say congratulations to Cher before we get out of here. 76-year-old Cher. It looks like she's dating a 36-year-old man.
What?
Amber Rose's ex.
Cher is
40-year age difference. Yeah. Talk about a cougar. Okay, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Hey guys, Carla and I had a chance to talk with the executive director of Black Pack. That's a Black-led voting resource. We'll talk to the leader of that Black Pack about what's at stake in the November 8th election right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest today is the executive director of Black Pack. Black Pack is an independent Black-led organization created back in 2016 to get Black voters to the polls and to hold public officials accountable to an agenda that defends our rights and promotes dignity. Election Day, of course, is this Tuesday, November 8th, and we want you to be aware of what's at stake at this election. Joining us now, it is the lovely, the talented, the very brilliant Miss Adrienne Shropshire. Welcome to the show, Adrienne.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you for the fine work that you're doing. Carla, you got the first question. Go ahead.
Thank you, Shirley. You are the executive director of Black Pack, and it's a nonpartisan pro-voting initiative. So let's talk about what's at stake in this election. This election is so important, Adrienne.
That's exactly right. So Black Pack and the affiliated BPAC, which is nonpartisan, is completely focused, as always, on making sure that our community turns out to vote in this election cycle, but not just in this midterm, which we know is important, because we know that when our community shows up, when we turn out to vote, that we actually have the power to transform this country. We have the power to turn the corner, as it were, on things that we know are not right for the country and not right for our community. And so when we show up, we have the power to really make a significant difference in what's happening in our neighborhoods and our communities in our country. We also think that it's important, as you said, to not just show up on Election Day. That's important, but it's also important to show up the day after Election Day. And so we also work to make sure that we keep people involved so that we hold people accountable to deliver on the things that they said they were going to deliver on during campaign, because that is really when the rubber meets the road for our community for the things that we need.
What about the key demographic we need to encourage to vote?
The thing that I always try and say is that, you know, numbers tell the story, right? And so when we think about in our community who's showing up to vote for things that are going to be meaningful for our community, that are going to advance the things that we think are important and elect people who are going to move the agenda. In this country, it is Black women followed by Black men, right? And okay. So when we think mm-hmm. about the fact that our rights are at stake, that we've seen the decisions being made that roll back our rights, we know that Black men will show up to protect our community and protect our rights. And that's the
reality. Right.
We're seeing that right now because everyone understands what is at stake right now and knows the importance of making sure that we show up.
All right, Adrian. Well, thank you so much. We're about out of time, but we do want to make sure that people visit blackpack.com. That's BLACKPAC.com. We want to thank you so much, Adrian. We appreciate all the fine work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, make sure you get out and vote. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, Roscoe is in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Roscoe to the show. Roscoe is here.
You know, I don't take no time. Come on here. I know my series, so. Show. Yeah. So I don't come on here. I don't wait no time. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Roscoe.
What's up, Roscoe?
Welcome
hey, what's
back.
Up, Junior?
What's that, Roscoe? My hero.
Hey, go ahead. Tommy Dog, my man.
My man. What it do,
everything
baby?
Everything good. How you thought, man?
It's coming along, Roscoe. I appreciate
it's good,
you.
Good, baby. Been praying for you, man. You're good. Good. Good to have you back in the saddle, baby. About to go in there and hit that stage in a little while, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know about that yeah. stage.
Go on, get it done, man. Live and die on it, baby. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, Carly?
Hey, Roscoe. What's happening?
Shelly.
Hey, Roscoe.
Ellie, big head girl. Mississippi, girl, forehead. Go ahead. What her name is? The girl in the...
Mississippi Monica.
The girl, hey, baby. Cute little girl though. She don't talk, huh? Y'all got on muddy.
Locked down. Mute. Uh-huh.
Mute.
Mm-hmm. What did you call it?
Muddy. M-U-T-E-D. Muddy. That's good. What's going on today?
Well, we asked you here, Roscoe, because you've had a Jerry curl for quite some time, many, many years.
Yeah.
And some recent news studies have come out that have shown that some chemicals in hair products can be harmful to your health. So we wanted to ask you, since you've had this Jerry curl for so long, do you plan to get rid of your Jerry curl based on this most recent news?
No, but I am going to sue the company.
You stay in litigation. Yeah. You always
I'm so glad you
somebody.
Brought it up. All I done for the Jerry curl, you going to turn around and try to harm me? Oh, that's a lawsuit, baby. We going to court. Chemical damage. Irretributable damage. That's what we're going in for. Yeah. Going in, get it all out, give me a check. Get on up out of here.
So do you mind, are you going to still have your curl? Or?
Oh, hell yeah. Why would I cut it off? I mean, the harm is done now. Yeah. If I cut the curl off, I ain't going to have no proof when I get the coat.
Yeah, well, you could do that after, you know, if you win or lose the
lawsuit. Oh, no, baby. I'm walking, living, breathing the evidence. Yeah. I'm going to go in there. I know some white people that work on forensic files. Yeah. We're going to go in there together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I go in there with a coat case. I know Ice-T. Off of Law and Order. I'm going to go, I take all my friends to court with me. I'm going to get Crump. Crump going to go in there because the white folks made these
gentlemen.
Chemicals.
He's busy. He don't have time for your Jerry curl lawsuit.
This ain't a Jerry curl.
What is it?
This
what
is crime is against black people. This is obviously a plot by the white man to make the chemical to kill us off. And
your
I don't mess around and live. See, you got to understand what's going on, Carly. You got to know how to build a case. I build a case.
This is a civil rights issue now?
Yeah, see, people always wonder how I last so long. You know, when they don't pay me for the music, they going to pay me for everything else they done.
So what's your evidence? Because you said forensic. I mean, is it that deep? You got evidence, Roscoe?
Yeah, in my
case?
Scalp. My scalp is damaged.
Oh, okay. Well, so you couldn't cut it off if you wanted to. Okay, I got you now.
Oh, I could cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But what? But why won't
Well, you said if I wanted to. Why would I want to?
Because people aren't wearing Jerry curls anymore. They're like
Excuse
dated.
Me?
Yeah, they're dated, Roscoe. People don't wear Jerry curls anymore.
Girl, I got four women got curls.
Really?
Wow. Geralinda.
Not Geralinda.
Geralinda.
Clarissa. Uh-huh. Odetta and Barbetta.
Did you name them? Or those?
All them got curled. I bought 482 cases of curl activator.
And it's still good.
I get my hair done to the end of time. I got enough curl activator down in my basement. I'm getting my curl done. I got enough curl. I can have curl to 2052.
All right, Roscoe. It's introduce a prank for us, okay?
We got. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, my man. Coming up next, my dude is back, the comeback kid. Prank phone call. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is my parents heard him yelling. Uh-oh. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few. Yeah. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
We're going to do a little yelling over here about wash and fold.
Oh.
Wash laundry. And fold. That's all. It ain't nothing but laundry. Wash
laundry.
And fold.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. All right.
Sounds
let's
simple.
Go, cat dog. Wash and fold.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sam or Sammy. I'm not sure which one.
This is Sammy. This is Sammy. What's up?
Hey, Sammy, how are you? This is Kevin. I'm the manager over here at Fresh and Clean Wash and Fold.
Yeah, well, what's going on, Kev?
You bring your clothes here pretty much on a weekly basis. Is that correct?
Yeah, I stop through probably once a week.
Okay, and you're bringing, you're pretty much bringing a full load of clothes pretty much once a week, right?
Yeah, I just bring whatever I got.
Okay. Well, we got a bit of a problem. Talking to my employees here that have been,
what's going on? I mean, you not get your money or something?
No. We have you on file. I mean, your card goes through every week when you bring your things. So no, that's not the issue at all.
Okay. All right, then. What kind of problem could we have?
Well, the ladies that are washing the clothes are complaining that when you bring your load in, I mean, I don't know how to really tell you this, but you're. They're saying that your underwear is too dirty. They don't want to wash it. You know?
You playing, right?
No, I'm dead serious.
What are you talking about? My underwear is dirty? I'm not any more dirty than anybody else.
Sir, all I can tell you is we wash quite a few people's clothes on a daily basis, weekly basis. For my employees to complain about your load, then I have to give you a call and talk to you about it.
My man, I feel like you're f***ing around on my phone.
No, that's not what this is, bro. This is actually a call, and we have two options
here. Are you out there calling everybody else?
No, I don't have I haven't had a complaint.
I know there's more dirty people than me going in your spot because I see them there.
Okay, here's the deal. We have two options here. You can scrub your underwear before you bring it in.
First off, you over here raising your voice now? What are you talking about, scrub my underwear? We clean, man. I'm clean. I bring my shit in, I drop it off, I pick it up.
Okay, so here's the problem. Once again, I'll start this off. You have two options, sir. You can bring in your stuff scrubbed, okay? When my ladies take a look at it, if they're comfortable with cleaning it, so be it. Or, we might not be able to accept your clothes anymore.
Man, I don't even got to go up there anymore then. If you really playing around on my phone like this, I ain't even got to go up in there anymore. Let me talk to your manager, man.
I am the manager, sir. I'm Kevin.
Kevin,
I'm the manager here.
You don't sound like the manager.
What does a manager sound like then, Sammy?
You know, who owned the building? Let me talk to him.
Okay, he's not here right now. I'm the manager, and I'm the one taking care of this problem. My ladies have a problem with washing your underwear, and I'm calling you to let you know there's a problem. I'm letting you know the way to rectify the problem is you can scrub them before you bring them in, and then we will wash them. If you
You ain't got to rectify. You just need to quit calling my phone on this bullshit. I ain't going to go up there no more then. That's fine. I ain't got to come through your spot. That's fine.
Do you know how dirty, how funky your clothes got to be, man? For my people to be telling me they don't want to wash them no more. You know how funky that's got to be, Sammy?
Man, who the f*** are your people? Who are your ladies? Man, I go up in there. I ain't never had a problem with they. You know what? I ain't never even seen your ass up in this motherfucker. Where the f*** you been at there? Now I look like I got a problem with Kevin. Who the f*** is Kevin, man? You say you the manager. You ain't never f*** been there.
I'm here. I'm just not here when you're here.
Are you in the back washing those drawers? What the f*** is going on with you?
with you, man.
I'm not in the back watching, but I am here periodically when I need to be. Don't worry about when I'm at work.
Man, I ain't never seen your ass, and I ain't never having a problem with your lady.
Hey, well, don't worry about when I'm at work. Worry about how to scrub your underwear. That's what you worry about.
Man, I'm done with you, bro. What the f*** you on my phone doing this shit for? Man, you know, f*** your ass and f*** everybody at that motherfucking washing phone, bro.
You know what? I'm trying to be as professional as I can, but the way that you're talking to me, you can wash your damn clothes your own self then. That's what you can do.
That's fine, man. And you can keep on managing the god laundromat, whatever the f*** you doing with your life.
Okay, well, do whatever you're doing with your life, but do the world a favor and clean your f***ing drawers.
Bro, I'm going to come through and wash your ass. You keep talking and f***ing around on my phone.
Hey, man, how you want to do this? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to double charge your credit card for the amount of work that my people had to do. Close.
As a motherfucker, I'm putting a stop payment on my shit. So if that shit goes through on your end, we're going to have a motherfucking problem.
Well, that's I don't know how you're going to put a stop to it when I'm running your card right now. There's nothing you can freaking do.
Okay. That's fine. I'm gonna show up at the fresh and clean there. You the manager. You should be there 50 hours a week then. I'm going to come meet your Kevin.
Okay. Well, that's fine with me. You know what? I don't understand. Why can't you just say, you know what? Let me do a better job at cleaning my underwear. How about that?
I know your life ain't that good. I know you over there managing a laundromat and now you getting bored of working. But don't be calling my phone playing around in this because I know you ain't doing this to nobody else.
I'm exactly doing this to someone. I'm not doing this to anybody else. I don't have to do it to anybody else because nobody's bringing their clothes in like this.
Bro, I've been up there. Your employees are more dirty than my.
Well, Sammy, evidently not. Your clothes. Why are my employees complaining about you?
I don't know. I bet your employees complain about your too.
They're not complaining about my underwear, Sammy. You're the dirty guy.
Man, you know what? I'm done with your. You got any other you want to talk about?
We can talk about Carlton.
What the f***? You just Carlton? How the f*** you know Carlton? I know he doesn't bring his up there.
Oh, you want to talk about your brother, Carlton? You want to talk about him?
My brother. Carlton, how the f*** you know? If he's bringing his up there, he just started. So, yeah, what are we going to talk about Carlton? What Carlton doing?
Well, I'm going to tell you what Carlton doing. Carlton has been calling me, Nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show to prank phone call you, Sammy D. You just got pranked, baby. You just got pranked by your brother Carlton and the nephew.
Hey, man, you ain't Carlton on some bullshit calling me about some underwear, bro.
We need a little wash and scrub, baby. A little wash and scrub.
Man, you had me tied up, for real, man.
You good? You all right, man? Nobody. Your underwear is clean, Sammy. Your underwear is clean. Keep dropping them off at the washing fold. Don't quit taking your clothes up there.
I'm good, man. I don't know about Carlton after this, but I'm good.
All right, Sammy D, you got to tell me, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show with Nephew Tommy.
You clean, damn, baby. Right, little wash and scrub. Wash and scrub.
Yeah, Sammy D. What's up, Sammy D?
You play too much, Tommy.
Come on, man. That was just the thought of it. Oh, ew.
Need you to scrub them before you bring them in, dog. They're a little rough on the girls back there. Okay, just bring them in.
Wow.
Already wet. Just bring them in so we can get them. Take them to another cycle. And I think
okay.
Wash and fold, baby. That's the nephew. I'm giving it to you, and I'm going to give it to you. Uh-huh. On November 12th in Charleston, South Carolina, Omar Shrine Auditorium, Saturday night, Nephew Tommy and Friends. Tickets on sale right now, and I'm going to give you everything I got. And I got a lot.
Okay.
I got a whole lot.
You got
a
lot.
And there's some more. And there's some more.
8 days, nephew.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't. Carla,
we ought to go. We ought to go, Carla, for his first show back.
When is it?
Roll on down there. Roll on down there.
You know, black people, when is it again?
I ain't like Steve. Steve will fly y'all in, get your room. I'm just going to just come round back, and I got y'all. I'll let y'all in round back. You know.
Round back?
Yeah.
Yeah. You black. Don't act like you ain't here. Come round back before. Come round back. I'm going to let you in. Stage door entrance. Stage
so
door
you got
entrance.
Our transportation, ground transportation, all flight, hotel. Where's our itinerary?
Dinner.
It's dinner out every
dinner
day.
Dinner.
Yeah,
like,
we got, yeah, got
all what?
Yeah. All right, we'll
boy,
see you at the
show. Y'all don't get on kayak.com and get to try to figure out how y'all going to get to me.
Coming up next, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my parents heard him yelling. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. So write us. We want to help you. We do.
We really do. So buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my parents heard him yelling. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 36 and I'm dating a 40-year-old man, and we went to my hometown for my dad's retirement ceremony. My parents graciously offered their guest room to us, but I know how my dad feels about me bringing a man that I'm not married to into his home, so I was apprehensive. This would also be the first time they're meeting my new boyfriend, so I didn't want it to be weird for them or my boyfriend. My dad is still very strict, even though I am grown, but I agreed to stay with them anyway. I got the guest room, and my boyfriend slept on the pull-out sofa in our den. I know my boyfriend, so I told him not to sneak into my room or even get up in the middle of the night because I'm very afraid of my father. The first night was peaceful because he had driven 4 hours and was tired. The second night after the retirement ceremony, we had a few glasses of wine with my parents and I fell asleep across my bed. I got up to take a shower around 1 a.m. and everyone was asleep. Still a little tipsy and missing my man, I tiptoed into the den where he was passed out. All I had on was a robe. I leaned over and kissed him, and he woke up and threw me on the bed and opened my robe. It was like a scene from a romantic movie, and we quietly made love. Oh. The only problem is that my man does not know how to end things quietly. When he is done, he yells like an injured cat. I know my parents heard him because they rushed us out of their house the next morning. My dad is big on cooking breakfast on Sunday mornings, but he did not even offer. How do I make this right with my parents? Should I bring it up or should I act like it never happened? Please, please help.
Okay.
All right. I certainly would act like it never happened. Okay. I mean, why bring it up again? Because they already know what happened. They heard it. I would never mention it again. I mean, don't even bring up the word retirement ever at all. And you got to let some time go
before you talk to them, before you see your parents next. You got to let a little time go by. If you guys have to go back there for any reason, I say save your money and get a hotel room this time. Your dad is who he is. You said it in the letter. He's old school. He's not ever going to be cool with some man coming to his house who is not married to his daughter and trying to sleep with her right under their nose. No, he's not going to be cool with that. Too bad your man couldn't control himself and keep quiet at the end, or you wouldn't even have this problem. But by all means, please don't bring any of this up to your parents, because nothing you can say. There's nothing you can say anyway. I say time heals all wounds, so maybe they'll be all right about it in the future, but you can't ever sleep there with him again. Steve?
Old school daddies is old school daddies.
Yeah.
36. Mm-hmm. You're dating a 40-year-old man. Y'all went to your dad's retirement program, so I'm assuming your dad's 65. Minimum, I guess. Parents graciously offered the guest room to us. But, you know, your dad, he don't feel good about that. You're not married. What it is, let me explain it to you. You can't come into a house that I'm paying for and do like you want to, because old school cats consider that disrespectful. Don't disrespect my house. Don't come in here doing things in my house because you ain't paying no bills in here. That's what it is. And it's the first time they met your new boyfriend, so they let y'all stay at the house. You didn't want to be weird. So your dad is strict and you grown. You're scared of him, but you agreed to stay with him anyway. I got the guest room and your boyfriend slept on the pullout sofa in the den. I know my boyfriend. You know him. It ain't just your boyfriend. It's men. We in here. We know you in there. What's up?
It's fun, too.
What's up? Hey. Hey. You in there?
Are you knocking on the door?
You in there?
Leave me alone.
It's me.
I know just, who it is.
Just crack the door. I ain't gonna come in. Just crack the door.
No, you don't know how to be quiet.
Just crack the door. That's all I need is a crack in the door. That's all. Now lean up against the crack in the door.
What?
If you don't get your ass back in there and let them. See, men we just men.
Men.
Listen, we all know how this works and all this here. When I come back, we're going to do a reenactment of him trying to get in that room and then why they got busted. This is a real simple letter. This don't call for advice. Shirley gave you the advice. Don't bring it up. That's all it is. We'll be back.
All right. We'll have Steve's response coming up, part two. 23 minutes after the hour.
Well, hold on, Sean.
Okay.
I don't want you to tell the people we're going to have Steve's response because I done gave it.
Part two.
My response is very similar to your response. You can't bring it up again.
No. Act like it never happened.
Now, when we come back, we're going to have to deal with this noise that he make when he threw it. Because that's where the busted. That's why y'all busted.
All right, we'll have that reenactment coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter, my parents heard him yelling. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter.
Girlfriend subject, got my a 36 heard him yelling. Year, girlfriend 36 got a 40-year-old boyfriend. Their parents is retired. Dad's retired. They're going to the ceremony. They should have got a hotel. The parents convinced them to stay with them. But your dad is old school. You know he's uncomfortable with it. So you stayed in the guest room and your boyfriend slept on the pull-out sofa in the den. You said you know how your boyfriend is. I said your boyfriend like all men. He ain't going to stay in there. Now, things were good the first night because he was tired. You know, you afraid of your daddy was peaceful. So that's all it good, you know. But the next night, y'all had a few glasses of wine and you fell asleep across your bed. You got up to take a shower around 1 a.m. and everybody was asleep. Now you tipsy and missing your man. You tippy-toed into the den where he was passed out. See, you tried to make us think this letter was about your boyfriend. Because I know how he is. But oh no, lady, turns out we found out how you are. Oh, you can't keep your panties on. This what this letter about
Whoa.
Right here.
Whoa. Wait a
minute. You strong today, dog. You strong.
Yeah. How is that strong?
That was
you can't
much.
Keep your panties on. Wait a minute. Hold
on. Said
up.
It again.
Wait a minute. Read the letter.
Okay. It's there.
I tippy-toed in the den where he was passed out. All I had on was a robe. She told us in the letter she didn't put the panties on.
Do you have to say everything that's in your mind?
I say everything that's in the letter. Oh, don't put this off on me, Shirley. Oh, no. Oh,
certain
no, I'm not the
culprit
here.
You don't have to
here.
Say they're implied, Steve.
No, but we don't imply. She didn't imply nothing. She said, all I had on was a robe. What implication is that? That's
we
no panties,
it.
No bra, no leotards, no stockings, no shoes, no Spanx, nothing.
But when she said all she had on was a robe, we got
that's
it,
a,
is what
no.
I'm telling you. We know she didn't have those things on.
So you then I say it and I'm wrong?
You added it.
You in your parents' house, ass naked, and it came in the room drunk. Oh, and
you.
Now y'all talking
you.
About I'm wrong. You ain't got to say everything. You're screwing in your daddy's house in the living room. And I'm wrong? Oh, excuse me. All I had on was robe. I leaned over, kissed him. He woke up and threw me on the bed. On the bed? Wait a minute. Hold up. What bed?
Well, he was on the pull-out couch in the den.
Pull-out couch.
Remember?
Oh, that's what.
And opened up my robe. It was like a scene from a romantic movie. We quietly made love. Now here go the letter right here. Now she's trying to dump it on him. The only problem is, no, that ain't the only problem. No, the problem was you started drinking that wine in your daddy's house. That's where the problem started. You got up at 1 o'clock in the morning, take a shower, and brought your half-naked ass in there, bothering the man. He tried to respect your daddy's house, but he figured, well, hell, since you don't respect it, what you want me to do?
Be quiet.
So then he was quiet. But here's the problem. He does not know how to end things quietly. When he's done, he yells like an injured cat.
That's terrible.
Oh God, you are crazy.
You real injured.
For real.
You real injured.
I've never known what an injured cat sounds like.
Didn't
now
just
we
hear
know.
Just now?
Yeah, now we know.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
man. As much as I love animal sounds.
That's your man. You need to get rid of him. Because that ain't really what we doing.
A mess.
Or an injured mountain lion.
There's an or.
Pop.
Wait, what? One more time?
That's an injured mountain lion. Rawr. And then he gets shot. That's an injured mountain lion.
Okay.
I know my parents heard him because they rushed us out their house the next morning. Y'all got to get the hell out of here. All that right there. That was your daddy right there. I don't know what the hell going on in here, but what I heard that night wasn't that. Y'all got to get up out of here because I don't know what he in here doing to you.
Were they scared? Yeah.
And then your mommy in there, well, what was he doing? You know, it sounded like he was handling his business. Because he was out here. You better
that's
go, girl.
Mommy.
You better put that thing on him like your mama showed you how to do it. Because that's how you get a man. If you want him to marry, you're going to have him letting out them mountain lion calls. That's what you're doing. That's my baby right there. I taught her good. You shut up, Herbie. That's why you in here now.
It's always Herman.
See, Herman, you the one, you keep the pillow over your mouth. You do the same thing when I'm putting it on you.
While I take us out, can you do the injured cat sounds again, please? Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. I love it. Coming up next, thank you, Steve. It is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Pimpin', week 9.
I'm right here. You don't even have to call me no more, Junior. I know my role now. You know, I'm on the show. Man. What's up, lady?
Hey, Pimpin'.
Hey, Pimpin'.
What's up, Shirley? What's going on?
Hey, Pimpin'.
What's up? Hey, what's up, Chocolate?
What's going on, Pimpin'?
What's going on? You good? What's up, little girl over there in the corner? Don't like to talk. I like them like that sometimes. She ain't like that all the time, is she, though, huh? She look like she run her mouth.
A lot, Pimpin'.
Yeah, okay. I knew I was right about it. You know, anytime they put you on mute, they have problems with your ass.
Go ahead, Junior.
What's up?
Chargers, Falcons, Pimpin', off the top.
Chargers and the Falcons. Well, the Falcons surprised them last week with a win. But I can't see him doing it again.
Chargers, okay. Dolphins, Bears, Pimpin'.
I know the Dolphins going to get it done, but I'm pulling for that boy Fields up there. So where they playing at?
They playing in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, Chicago. It's going to be too cold for them boys in Miami.
Panthers, Bengals, Pimpin'.
Browns beat the Bengals last week. Look like they're going to have to make a comeback. Bengals.
All righty, man. Packers, Lions, Pimpin'.
Oh, man, Packers took an ass whoop last week. So I'm going to have to go. I'm a Detroit line. I'm a Detroit man anyway. Detroit.
There it is. Colts, Patriots, Pimpin'.
Oh, man, please, Colts. Please, please. I can't stand that. I don't know nobody black like the Patriots.
Bills, nobody Jets, Pimpin'.
Black Patriots.
He did say
Bills
that,
and who, Junior?
Jets.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one right there, man. This could be the upset game of the week, but it ain't. Bills.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Vikings, Commanders.
Oh, the Commanders going to shock them.
Okay. All right, then. Raiders, Jaguars.
I ain't got no more faith in the Raiders, man. I'm going to go with the Jaguars for another upset win. The Raiders is fell apart.
Seahawks, Cardinals.
Oh, that's another. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Yeah. They playing in Arizona.
Shocker. Seahawks.
Yeah, it is. Rams, Buccaneers.
Oh, Rams, Buccaneers. Tom got divorced. He ain't still in shook. He done found out what that settlement payment was. He ain't going to have a damn anymore.
Titans, Chiefs, Pimpin.
Oh, Chiefs, man. Oh, dang.
That last one, man. Ravens, Saints, man. Who you got?
Ravens, man. They can't beat the Saints. Can't beat them. Tell Tosh have a nice Sunday.
Telling you, Pimpin.
There it is.
All right. Man. Thank you, Junior. Thank you, Pimpin. Coming up at the top of the hour, cheaters beware. There are loyalty inspectors working hard to catch you. We'll talk about it right after this. Mm. What?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, cheaters, this one's for you. Listen up. Check this out, cheaters. There is a new job for special investigators whose main goal is to catch married men cheating. The trained staff of professional what women, that's right, attempt to seduce a client's husband, and then they provide the client with proof of their husband's faithfulness or unfaithfulness. The women are called, get this name, I love it, loyalty inspectors, and they have become popular on various social networks because they're usually young, attractive women. Loyalty inspectors usually will slide into their target's DMs and then take screenshots of any conversations and photos that proves the husband is a cheater. Right now, this is big business in Brazil, and it's expected to spread to the U.S. by 2023. So, guys, you have Instagram accounts. Do women slide into your DMs?
I don't even know what a DM button is.
They answer ready.
Yeah. I know. Good answer, guys. Good answer. Good answer.
I don't know what a DM button at. I ain't seen it.
They talk at the same time.
In fact, don't even DM me. But I think that's some low-down mess right there.
What?
Because I think that's some low-down-ass mess right there. That ain't really no loyalty check. You know, that's called entrapment. That's against the law, even legally. But, you know, you can't entrap a man. You entice a man, tease a man, lay it out there, then he start playing with you with some comments. Now you screenshot him and stuff.
Thank you.
I think that's trifling as hell. That don't make a man not loyal. That make him weak.
Thank you. I ain't got no GDM. I don't even know where it says.
What?
You know it's DM. No.
It's just
a GDM.
And you know what?
You don't tell him what to say, Cheryl.
I asked this time.
Well, it's coming to the U.S. in 2023.
I was saying, I didn't know.
Oh, no, it's here now.
DM. Because I thought you were supposed to just scroll on Instagram and just look at stuff. That's all I'll be doing.
That's a good answer.
Really good.
You guys are good.
Proud of you
guys. I'm on MySpace. Yeah. I'm on MySpace. So I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Women to do that.
That's a whole nother level of gotcha.
Yeah. I wonder how much these loyalty inspectors get paid.
That loyalty inspector is full crap, though. Well, see, but hold up, though. But what are they?
But if I did, I'd be good at it. Huh?
But
what'd you say, Steve?
But what are they?
They're employees that are doing a job. Yeah, they're just doing their job. What's required? Their job description.
So let me say this right here. Mm-hmm. The number one reason that men cheat, and I've said this before, is because there are so many women willing to cheat with them.
Exactly.
Y'all little sisterhood y'all trying to form, if y'all would be loyal to each other, we wouldn't even have half these damn problems.
Put that in your damn DMs.
Hell yeah.
He's
now
always
what?
Trying to flip it.
I don't hear y'all saying nothing. Defend them heifers. Go on. Say it.
They're doing their jobs, Steve.
Nah, you ain't heard what I said. They ain't doing their jobs. They ain't doing their work. Find you some real work. Why your work is in the destruction of other people.
Look, it's coming to the U.S. next year.
It's been here in Brazil.
Have you ever heard
of
loyalty?
Well, don't cheat. You won't have a problem. It won't be no problem.
Your girlfriends. That's what it is. Guess where I saw him at, girl.
You know.
I don't know why you guys are mad.
I mean, they are mad.
Yeah. But I am proud, though.
Y'all always get together trying to prove something. And then, you know, y'all the ones out there tripping. Stay your ass at home. Leave these married men alone. Mind your damn business. Get you a husband.
There you go.
Ooh, he got salty.
Now, since you all over in here making websites and stuff, get a website and get your ass a husband. Get you some damn right, business. Get you a home minutes. Direct. Get you
more
a home
of this
direct.
Ignorance on the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, WE TV has a brand new TV show. It's called Hip Hop Homicides. It debuted last night. And the great thing about this show is that our favorite former TMZ journalist, Van Lathan, is the host. Van is an Academy Award-winning journalist and producer, so we're happy that he's landed his first TV show. The Hip Hop Homicide series will provide an in-depth look at violence within hip hop and uncover the cause of its ever-growing presence, while also humanizing the victims. So you can check it out every Thursday night
Van
on
Jones?
WE TV. Van Lathan.
Oh, Van. Uh-huh. Oh, that, yeah. Oh, that shut down Kanye that time.
Oh, yeah. 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 Very smart. Bright brother. Mm-hmm.
Glad he's
got his own
chance.
TV show. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thursday night on WE TV.
This is really sad, though, the state of hip-hop and the violence and the killing.
Yeah.
And
something's
got to change. Something
but, you know, a lot of people are speaking to and speaking about the record exec saying that, you know, they perpetuate this violence in the music. They always want the rappers to talk about, you know, the streets and all of that. So that has a lot to do with, you know, the state of hip hop right now and where it's going, you know, because that's what they require of these artists.
I guess they're trying to say the pressure of selling records
and
been working before.
They don't want to hear uplifting music from them, you know. They don't want to hear that. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather run 3 miles before sex, or would you rather run 3 miles after sex?
I can't run 3 miles either way. If I run 3 miles, we not having sex. And then how can I run 3 miles after sex when all I do is turn over and go to sleep? So now I'm trying to figure out, what is all this running for?
Well, Tommy's a runner. Maybe we should ask him.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm out of this.
I'm going before. Before.
Before. Okay. And you won't be tired? You won't be tired?
I'll be all right.
Oh, okay. You
it's the
that?
Same amount of time whether I run it before or after. It's going to be the same 7 minutes. It's same. The same
so
seven
how long?
Minutes.
How long? You've timed yourself?
I'm a
Your
cold
wife has
seven.
Timed you.
I'm a cold seven.
All right, come on, newlywed. Before or after?
Definitely before. Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely before?
No.
Okay.
I can't run after sex. I can't even talk.
What
are you doing
you?
In there?
Yeah. I can't even hear.
Can't
if you
talk,
said go, I ain't gonna move. I can't even hear after that.
All
Ms.
right,
Harvey.
Moving on.
Ms. Harvey, Steve. I believe.
All right, would you rather be missing a few teeth or would you rather your ex? Oh, really? Your ex be invited to Thanksgiving dinner?
B. I need them tea.
Sitting up in here with
I ain't
no
got to say
tea.
Nothing to her. I've been there before anyway.
Yeah. I done had a whole lot of Thanksgiving. I didn't talk to her ass, so whatever.
Done sat directly across from her.
Yeah, right next to her. Yeah. Help fix a plate, too.
Yeah. That'll fix her plate.
Yeah. We're not finna sit up in here with these holes in my head, though. That ain't what we finna do.
No.
Damn teeth missing. Corner tooth out, important. All that. No, we ain't doing that right there.
Teeth are important.
Yes, they
two
are.
Front teeth gone. No, we ain't finna do that.
You won't enjoy your dinner very much.
Pass the green beans. Mm.
All right. Would you rather live in a big old castle in the hood, or would you rather live in a tiny house in an upscale area?
Oh, castle in the hood.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm going in the hood with that castle.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I ain't gonna be in that little tiny house out in that neighborhood. All them white people looking at my broke ass. You're not gonna do that.
Y'all ain't gonna take my house and haul me and my house off. Y'all ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, no.
I'm getting on the back of your truck.
No way I'm out there with now. I got the smallest house of all them white people out there. No. Ain't no way.
What did you say yesterday? You're in the kitchen and someone's in the bathroom.
Yeah, you sitting up in there. You ever been and seen them tiny houses? You open up the little trunk and it's actually the toilet, but it's next to the stove. I'm sitting in here frying these eggs. You sitting over in here, sugar, honey, iced tea.
All right, we gotta go.
You see me in this kitchen cooking. Get your just take ass us out. Outside we'll in the woods out at 49 and use the after. Damn bathroom.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day and of the week on this Friday. Don't forget, this is the last day of early voting in most states that offered early voting. And Election Day is Tuesday, Steve. So be sure you know what documentation you're going to need to take with you to the polling place. All right? Let's get this done, guys. Yeah, let's get this done.
You have to vote. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been listening to all of these polls and everything about the election.
Yeah.
And I just keep coming away with the exact same thing.
What?
They ain't asked nobody I know not one single damn time who they were going to vote for. So I'm curious as to where they getting all their polling information from. Y'all, it's real simple. All we have to do is vote. Mm-hmm. We have to vote. Now, this is the last day for early voting in some places. Some places you can go up even all the way up most to the day of the election. Mm-hmm. But some places, early voting ends today, so you still have a chance to do that. Know where your polling places is. Know your status. Go to whenweallvote.org for any changes in polling locations and everything. You can find all that out. But y'all, the time is in front of us and it's fastly approaching. And we've got to be proactive here. We cannot allow them to get away with what they're attempting to get away with. Now, I live in Georgia, so I know mostly about Georgia and what's happening down here. I apologize for not knowing every state, but just to be honest with you, I ain't got time to put that in my head. I really don't. I got a lot of stuff I'm trying to accomplish, so I know Stacey Abrams and I know Raphael Warnock. I know those two. I've met and sat with them. They're great people. Now, there's also a reason why I've never met and sat with Kemp. Because he's never asked to come on the radio show. He don't give a damn about our support. Because he's not finna do nothing for us. He can't answer none of our questions. Because he don't care nothing about what you think, what you need. The closing of that hospital in a district that is predominantly us is closing because he refuses, and he has direct access to the money, and I talked to Stacey Abrams about it. He has direct access to the funds that all he has to do is okay it, and that hospital stays open. The reason he's saying that the hospital is closing because there's over 115,000 cases that they have to do a year and people can't afford the coverage. They can't afford the coverage because you won't cover the Medicaid bill. Damn. So you tell us that, but you leave out the other part. I travel around the world. For us to be the greatest country in the world, it's a damn shame that we can't get medical coverage, basic medical coverage for everybody. It's a damn shame in the so-called greatest country in the world that we got people sitting on the sidewalk shaking paper cups and got to write signs. I go places and I don't see that anywhere. Why? Because you can't be destitute because we have housing for you. Because you can't be sick with you sitting at a bus stop with your leg two times the size of your other leg
because you don't have the money to go to a hospital and get some basic save your life care. Kemp could do that, y'all, but he won't, because it helps us and it affects the poor. He don't care nothing about you. So if you sit at your house and don't go to the polls and vote for Stacey Abrams as the governor of Georgia, you are making a huge mistake. President Obama came down here, and Raphael Warnock, this decision right here in Georgia is a Raphael Warnock or Herschel Walker. What? Are you kidding me? Have you listened to Herschel Walker talk?
Yep.
This fool. But you know what, though, man? That's how less and little they think of us. That though they can go get what they know is a candidate that ain't qualified and just stick him in our face because he black and try to confuse the black voter. Well, Herschel Walker isn't, huh? You couldn't find nobody else. Couldn't get Shannon Sharp, could you? Couldn't get Ahmad Rashad, could you? Couldn't get Michael Jordan, could you? Oh, you couldn't get Iceman George Gervin. You couldn't get Julius Erving. He down here. Couldn't get Jerome Bettis. He down here. Couldn't get none of them pro athletes. You know why? Because they know better. But you found the one puppet that you could control. And you bought this unqualified, ignorant talking, no policy knowing, just the worst case you could find, a representative of black male stereotype, and put him in our face and think we finna vote for him. Well, we not. We get into the polls and we gonna show you something. That's all I can say, man. The voting time is on us. We here. Huh. I know Herschel Walker can't win. That cannot happen.
Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker family voting for Warnock.
Funny, Junior.
At least let us know they got some.
Y'all, have a great weekend. Talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you, okay? We'll see y'all Monday morning, God willing. Y'all stay in peace, man. Don't do nothing crazy this weekend. Hey, fellas, go home.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.